happy Monday. We are only 12 days away from Sweetest Day, and all of our women's panties at Lover's Lane are buy one, get one half off now to the end of the month. Good afternoon or good evening, depending on when this podcast gets to you. My name is Haley, and I am the host of the Lover's Lane podcast. I am an intimacy expert online and a romance specialist in stores as well. So today's episode is titled Foreplay 101, and it's an awkward, weird episode, much like foreplay is. I have no guide in front of me. I'm just going to be doing some talking a little bit different than the episodes if you've been listening in the past. I challenge you all today at some point to just look up foreplay, because there are a ton of things that I could suggest for foreplay, but really, truly, foreplay is all about desire and the time it takes between actually being aroused and having sex, because that's very real, especially I would say for women, but for everyone. An adult store like Lover's Lane really, I mean, we're all about loving yourself and your body, of course, but when it comes to loving your relationship, you really just can't rush into having sex together, because desire and desire coming and strong and fading out is very real for all types of relationships. So, you know, if you were to do a Google search for foreplay and look up all the different things that you guys could do together, of course there's going to be just foreplay can be as simple as kissing, hugging, cuddling. It could also be oral. It can be kink and BDSM play. It can be massage, it can be wearing a sexy outfit. It's anything that makes like a desire, it makes you aroused. But for me, I think, you know, when you're having a little foreplay session before you guys are physically together, that communication is so important, because how are you supposed to know when the foreplay is done and you're moving forward having sex? You have to communicate that with your partner or the person that you want to have intercourse with. There's also this stigma I almost see about foreplay, because foreplay can even be lubricant or stimulating gels or anything that will eventually enhance intercourse. I want the talk of "I don't need a lubricant," end quote, to die. Because really, everyone does need a lubricant. I hear so often from customers or just younger customers or anything like that, you know, they'll buy a toy or something for the first time and they'll let me know they don't need a lubricant. Well, I'm here to tell you that everyone needs a lubricant, even if you don't think you do, because you have a menstrual cycle, or maybe you're on a different medication, or maybe your mental is just not there perfectly, which is fine. Using a lubricant is an enhancement of intercourse, and it's something fun for foreplay. There's flavored lubes for a reason. You can use them for oral. You can use them on the neck, inner thighs, anywhere you want extra sensation or a fun little flavor to play with. There's lubricants for anal, which of course you do not self-lubricate back doors, so you would need a lubricant for that situation. And then there's lubricants that actually restore your pH balance or make it so nothing's like sticky, or there's even spermicidal lubricants. So that would be maybe an enhancement to a birth control. So yeah, when I hear that "I don't need a lubricant," end quote, I think that you maybe need to consider different options for foreplay too. And then there's stimulating gels and everything like that. And I love stim gels. There's so many different fun sensations to play with that maybe you didn't even think that you could like experience a tingle like this or anything like that for intercourse. You can use them for nipple play. You can use them for clitoral play. You can put that on the inner thighs. I think it's awesome to take a little stim gel in with a massage oil for a foot massage, because you almost get like a tingling foot massage. It works great behind the ears. Anything like that for foreplay. And wouldn't that make intercourse so much more exciting when you have the tingles on your body elsewhere? Foreplay could even be an enhancement pill. Foreplay could be a desensitizing gel. Foreplay could even be a pair of crotchless panties. There are so many different things that could be considered foreplay. I know nipple stimulation is a huge thing for foreplay. If you were to Google search different ideas for foreplay, and there are gels, there are clamps, there are vibrators, there's everything for nipple stimulation as well. You know, truthfully, foreplay is why I'm such a huge advocate of kink in every relationship, and it doesn't have to be as intense if you choose not to, as maybe using rope or paddles or any other type of bondage. It could just be a blindfold, because if you are using a blindfold for foreplay and your partner is putting maybe one of those stim gels on your body and you don't know where it's going, you don't know where their tongue is, you don't know where their lips are, and you can't see that, isn't that so much more exciting when you guys are together and just playing and experiencing each other's bodies? I do also hear a complaint quite a bit from my customers in the store, and I think it's just worth it to touch on in the podcast because I've heard it from so many people, so I know that there has to be more people out there experiencing the same type of problem. Of a woman will come to me and say, you know, he's kissing me for 3 minutes and now he just wants to have sex. There's no foreplay in our relationship. That gets kind of redundant for me. And I challenge you to, if you've had a conversation with them before and it hasn't gone your way, or maybe it did for a week or so and now they're still just kissing and trying to have sex again, maybe you take control, or maybe you bring something to their attention. Bring a massage oil home, and when they're kissing you and right before you guys were to normally have intercourse, why don't you take a little lead and go just keep that massage oil on the side of your bed and just pour a little bit like on their lower stomach or upper thighs and use it for like a little fondling play before intercourse, or tease him with your lips or an ice cube in your mouth or just anything that will kind of bring out a different sense, because I think that that will really excite them. And it would be a completely different sensation versus something that does seem a little bit redundant, and just excite your relationship again. It doesn't have to be an expensive toy. It doesn't have to be a piece of lingerie. If you don't feel like dressing up, it can just be that different stimulation or a little different attitude that you guys have towards each other instead of getting annoyed, which I can understand completely, but maybe thinking of it differently before it's too late and you're in the middle of it and you're already unhappy. However, you know, if you want to try something different in the bedroom and you just want different ideas, of course we can help you with that. There are so many different products. There are so many different tips, tricks I could give you for an awesome night of just foreplay with massage, light some candles, get some rose petals if you want it romantic. If you want it a little bit more adventurous, I would suggest a blindfold 100%. I would get a hog tie and a light, small little flogger. That I think would be really exciting for a new couple in maybe that you talked about you wanted to try something kinky before, you don't know what to get. That's what I would try, because those hog ties are very adjustable. You can use them just for wrists, just for ankles. You could bind them up if you wanted to get a little bit more intense with it. And those small little floggers are great for teasing. So you can drag that over the body and tickle them. You can give them light spankings with it, and they don't hurt. They're not torture devices. There are other things that we sell or we have. If you're looking for something like that, you could give them little slaps and it's not going to hurt unless you want it to. So that's also a conversation about consent, that maybe if you wanted to try something like that and you liked it, that you could have that conversation in the future. And now look at how exciting your relationship is about talking about your limits after that. I think that would be awesome to kind of introduce into a, I guess, vanilla type relationship. There's also a ton of different like couples toys. There is the We Vibe Sync and the We Vibe Chorus. Those are still probably Lovers Lane's most popular toys for intercourse or for foreplay because it actually stimulates both partners simultaneously, and it's kind of geared to hold on both to the G-spot and the clitoris for women, so there's really nothing like that one, and it works great. I hear amazing reviews from it. We can, of course, show you in the store. You can look it up on our website. Probably ask one of your friends if you're not shy or anything like that, because I guarantee that someone in your friend group has one. They work great, and they're super popular for a ton of different couples. Foreplay is, I think, where a lot of women should be getting that clitoral stimulation before intercourse too, because 80% of women will not orgasm without that clitoral stimulation. So of course I recommend something to stimulate you during intercourse, but for foreplay, that's really like you're not going to get any vaginal lubrication without, of course, feeling aroused. And your arousal is, the center of your arousal is the clitoris. For men too, I know that a lot of men are very visual. So that's where I do suggest maybe like a sexy outfit, or you guys could put on a movie or anything that will stimulate him like visually or get him turned on. But you know, foreplay is everything. And if it's somebody that you're experiencing for the first time, dinner could be your foreplay. Every relationship, every couple, every sexual experience is different. So that's why I think that there are so many different suggestions of great foreplay. But really, it all comes down to that great communication. I want to know what you guys prefer or enjoy for your little foreplay sessions before intercourse. So if you could tell me, don't leave out any details. I'm very curious. Maybe I could send product suggestions or recommendations on a case by case if you guys have any questions about what to use to enhance a certain area, or tell me your personal experience. I'm open to anything you guys want to tell me. So if you want to reach out, the Twitter handle is @LLPodcast_, and the Instagram handle is the same. It's @LLPodcast_. If you're a little shy and you want to reach out to me directly, that's completely fine. My email is Haley, that's Haley, @loverslane.com. At Lovers Lane, I know the more that you know, the better it gets. I have a product recommendation coming up that I think is going to really enhance any couple's foreplay. Stay tuned. All you need is love, Lovers Lane. Hello again. I have a product recommendation after listening to the Foreplay 101 episode. And it is honestly, you know, I've worked at Lovers Lane for 6 years now. It's still one of my favorite things to show couples. It's a little bit more bang for your buck than buying everything individually. It comes with a ton of fun product that you can mix up and have a really awesome time, or you can just maybe use one at a time each day, make it a goal to use one of these products and actually have some amazing foreplay before intercourse. And the product is the Garden of Edo by Shunga. It is one of our love kits, and Lovers Lane is known for these love collections. They're super popular for gifts. They're great to bring home to the wife or the husband or whoever you have waiting for you at home. And the Garden of Edo in particular is all organic, so it's great if anyone involved has sensitive skin or just a little bit more sensitive downstairs. It comes with 5 products total, and they include a lubricant, a stimulating gel, an aphrodisiac oil, a massage oil, and a bath salt. So first of all, that lubricant is called the Organica, the Toco Organica. And it is still one of our best sellers. It's one of the lubricants that I, day in, day out, get asked for by the specific name of it. They want the Toco Organica lubricant. And that's because it does not get sticky or tacky at all. It's really safe for toys, for intercourse. It's not going to feel gummy or like you almost have to wipe it out after intercourse. It dries like your own natural lube, which I love that. The next thing in there is that stimulating gel And I think that that is a great one to actually mix a drop of that in with your lubricant, because basically that stimulating gel is an orgasm enhancer. Wherever it goes, it pulls a little bit of blood flow, gives you a light little tingle, and it increases the strength of your orgasm. So if you're using that one for foreplay, I recommend that for nipples, for clitoral stimulation. You can even put a drop on the head and shaft of him and give him a little bit of added stimulation. This is where I think it's kind of fun for a tingling foot massage. But that cream, the Lotus Noir Stimulating Gel, you can actually pop that right into the refrigerator about 10 or 15 minutes before you guys want to play. So put it in there before you go out to dinner, and when you get home, it's ready to go. Now the cool is going to enhance that tingle. Oh, it's so much fun. The next thing in there is an aphrodisiac oil. And an aphrodisiac oil is basically this fun little oil, almost gel kind of consistency. It's in between a stim gel and a massage oil in consistency, but it has a great flavor and it actually kind of does the same thing. It perks up that blood flow a little bit, but it uses heat. So any kind of kissing, biting, blowing, licking, anything like that, trust me, you're not going to get a fiery sensation. It's not super hot, but it does use your breath or your friction to kind of warm up wherever you put it. So I recommend that. Take a little bit of the stim gel, take a little bit of that aphrodisiac oil, kind of mix them together, or you could put like a stimulator on the clitoris and the aphrodisiac oil for nipples, and now you have like this exciting like tingle warming sensation. It would work amazing together. That aphrodisiac oil is also super popular for oral sex because the flavor of that one in particular tastes like an apple Jolly Rancher. It's probably the most popular one that we have, and it's my favorite oil at Lover's Lane. The massage oil that comes in the collection is fantastic. It's the Shunga green tea oil, and it's really light. It's not super fruity like a lot of other oils on the market are. It's a little bit more relaxed in scent. The bottle is where it's at though. You take the cap off the bottle, you put that bottle into the microwave for about 10 to 15 seconds. Put the cap back on when it comes out, shake it up. Now you can pour it onto the body and you have a little bit of a warming massage. So if you want that added heat to it, you're gonna take a drop of that aphrodisiac oil and maybe put it around, like take a few drops on the spine. And when you work your thumbs or use like a stainless steel toy and kind of push that into the body, now that friction is really gonna warm up, work out all the kinks in the back, and you would be so surprised what 10 minutes of massage before intercourse does and how much more amazing intercourse is going to be when two bodies are relaxed. And the final thing in there is the Lotus Flower bath salts. When I got the kit, this was probably my least favorite thing in there. Before I actually tried them, I thought to myself, I'm not going to use bath salts. I'm a shower person. I don't really take baths that much. Well, let me tell you, if you take a drop of that massage oil that comes in the collection and you just kind of mix up a little seashell amount of the bath salts along with that oil and use it in the shower as a shower scrub, wow, like all of your dead skin will come off. Your skin feels so buttery smooth. So it's great to use like before a massage. It's awesome to use like on your partner. If you guys were to take like a sexy shower together, it's just a different sensation, which is exactly what foreplay is all about. The scent on them is great. It's the Lotus Flower. It's actually an aphrodisiac for women, so it's one of my favorite scents. It's probably, it might take spot number one or two out of my favorite things of the collection now that I own it. It's phenomenal. Everybody should try it. If you do end up using them in the bath, I've tried them once or twice. And it makes your water like this beautiful foaming teal color, and it completely relaxes you. I might have to try it again. But the whole kit of the Garden of Edo is really mix and match. So you can use, you know, that aphrodisiac oil for oral and then use some lubricant and then use that stimulating gel and just kind of build off one another. Or if you want to just use one product, like, and just give yourself that different stimulation, maybe one day a week, I think that would be awesome. Just kind of put a little bit more spice in your sex life too. So that's my recommendation. Let me know if you get it and it works for you, or if you have it, tell me what your favorite product out of there is, or if you have any tips or tricks for me, I'm totally open to that too. Let me know. Next week on the Lover's Lane podcast, we are going to talk all about the clitoris, and it is titled Becoming Clitorate. It's one that you're not going to want to miss. I'll tell you that. It's a lot of information, and if you don't listen to it on your own, I guarantee you that your girlfriends or girlfriend or wife or whoever will send you this podcast. So set a little reminder next Monday, Becoming Clitorate. Everyone needs this education. So until then, thank you for listening to the Lover's Lane podcast, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
Couples that play together stay.